Niraj, I'm kind of curious right now how you approach and how you think a general medical college's community-based practice for practical purposes should approach genomic testing in a patient with prostate cancer. Let's assume there's no family history. So, of course, you have a number of options. You have multiplex tissue assays like NGS. You have liquid assays. And of course, you have germline testing. Can you talk a little bit, Niraj, about how you think a general medical oncologist ought to approach prostate cancer patients, even those with localized disease, if, at least if they're exposed to them?
So, first of all, availability of comprehensive genomic profiling through commercial vendors such as Foundation Medicine, Tempus, Caris, has really democratized the comprehensive genomic profiling of these tumors. And pretty much anyone can test them now. Anybody can order. Even from the remotest areas of the country, people have access to these testings. So that's an most important tool available to our colleagues in the community. So when I see patients with metastatic prostate cancer, every single patient, our practice is every single patient with metastatic disease, regardless of family history, undergoes, at least we suggest that they undergo comprehensive genomic profiling of the tumor. Reason being, family history is unreliable. Family history, how many times we have, how many minutes we have to go through the family history beyond first or second generation. And again, relying on family history really depend upon so many other factors. Patient's memory, recollection, how much they're connected with their family, are they adapted or not? And really, there are a lot of other factors. So we have decided that every single metastatic prostate cancer patient will undergo somatic tumor genomic profiling. And as Emmanuel said, we want to be prepared for the eventuality of them developing castrate-resistant disease down the line. And we shouldn't be hurrying up to get those test results when they are developing castrate-resistant disease. So be ready with those test results.
So, Oliver, for practical purposes, I mean, I kind of see this been going back and forth. Started with ovarian cancer, a number of cancers now where PARP is on the table. And I guess one of the questions is, if you just do germline panel testing, are you going to miss some things that you maybe might want to know? And if you just do tissue testing, are you going to miss some things you would want to know germline?
Yeah, great question, Neil. And the answer is with germline, you definitely do miss important issues that can arise within the tumor. If we look at the BRCA mutations, for instance, we know that about half of them will be present in the germline, but another half are going to be somatic only. And for things like mismatch repair associated with an important finding, and that is PD-1 inhibition has activity. We know that if you do simply the germline, that you're going to be missing the majority of patients. So really, we need to look at this as a package. Germline, yes, because of the family implications, but somatic, yes, because it gives additional information. Now, if you look at somatic only, you're going to be deriving important information, but there are a lot of limitations with somatic testing. First of all, we haven't mentioned the degree to which the quality control is often problematic. For prostate cancer patients, the tissue that's available may be old tissue from prostate biopsy. If we look at the olaparib phase III, they actually screened around 4,200 patients, but only about 69% or thereabouts actually were able to go on and get the testing done because of quality control failures. Now, we use some circulating tumor DNA, but there are a lot of deficiencies associated with circulating tumor DNA, and those are evolving assays, in my opinion. So what we do is germline everybody within NCCN guidelines, and then we somatically test, particularly when there is appropriate tissue available, and we try to get tissue as a priority, but it's not always available. And so ctDNA is also part of our spectrum of assays we order in the clinic.